And the prince took the beautiful young girl in his arms and said, "Will you marry me?" "Yes," she whispered. "I will be your princess."
But they lived happily ever after.
Of course, Elizabeth.
How do you know?
Because she was a good little girl. If she had been naughty, the prince would have run away.
What a pile of shit.
Charlie. Charles, this is really important to me. I forgive you. Okay. I love you. God, that hurts so much when I say it out loud. Okay, Lizzie. Charles. Charles, oh, our marriage. No, this is really important to me. Charles, this is really... Okay, Charles. Charles. It's
Lizzie,
really important. This is important to me.
Shouldn't you be having lunch on your lunch hour?
Let me just finish what I want to say.
Well,
to
you agreed.
I mean, you did more than agree. It was your idea, and you were right. You were absolutely right. We can't go on. Sooner or later, one of us has got to do something really positive for once in our life, for both our sakes. And you did it.
I did?
Yes.
Wait, when was it my idea?
The best thing is for me to go. Go and live with Annabella.
Oh, Charles, I don't think I said that.
Yes.
I did?
Yes.
Annabella. Is that her name? Oh, God, I didn't know that. All I know is what you did with her on our sofa.
Lizzie, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I've been smitten by Annabella. I've been bewitched by her. I have been pounded flat on the anvil of love like a piece of veal with a salad on top.
Excuse me. Can I test drive this car?
This car looks great, topless.
I think a car should represent its owner, don't you? Charles, this is really important to me.
Lizzie, let's not go through all this goodbye and never want to see you again stuff, because we will want to see each other again. I mean, 2 years, we're not going to throw away 2 years, are we?
It was 3 years. In June. Janie, that's what he said. He said he wants... That is what he said. He wants to move out and go live with Annabella. I know. If I could just be alone with him. Yes, it's hard to look on the bright side, but... Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I've got my car. I guess I'll stay in the apartment. But, Janie, I really want him back. Oh, if I could just get him alone and talk to him, don't you? Janie? Janie, hold on. Hold on a second. I'm just gonna get some change. Hey, that's my car! Elizabeth! Elizabeth, don't spend any more money on Charles. Elizabeth! I'll see you later anyway. Elizabeth! Sorry, Your Honor. I lost my money, my car, my husband.
All in one lunch hour.
Yeah.
Hey, do what I did. Plead insanity.
Counsel, advise your client to keep his remarks to himself.
Sorry, Your Honor. May we finally proceed?
Just a moment. Could the court reporter approach the bench? Please.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
You're fired.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie? Elizabeth Cronin.
Yeah?
I'm Michael. Mickey. I'm Mickey Bunce. Oh. I used to dance street when we were kids. We were little kids.
Mickey!
Yeah.
Goodness. It's been 20 years.
At least.
Do you work here?
No.
Neither do I.
No, I had a divorce here.
Divorce?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like that word. You know, you gotta work things through if you don't want to get divorced.
Well, I gave it my best shot, Lizzie, but, you know, we've been separated 2 years now. Mm. The good thing about it is I got to keep my daughter. It's Natalie.
Oh, she's real pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's a lot to handle, though. She's a lot like you used to be.
Like me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember what you did to my grandmother?
I didn't do anything to your grandmother.
No, you said the same thing back then. You said that Fred did it.
Drop dead Fred.
Oh, Grandma Bunce!
Drop dead Fred.
You know, I used to pretend I had an imaginary friend. No one believed me. Do you remember the time you and Fred came over to borrow my father's electric shaver?
Yes. You must have thought I was crazy.
No, not at all. I believed you. It was just that no one else could see him but you.
He was so real, Mickey.
Oh, he was real, all right. He was, like, really out of control.
No, not always. Only when my mother was... Well, you know.
Hey, we were all a little afraid of your mother.
Not Fred. No, he always stood up for me.
Hey, that's what friends are for. Even imaginary ones.
I realize you're feeling pretty conflicted right now.
I feel awful.
I did this self-actualizing workshop this week, and basically they taught us that pain is your friend. It's your humanity. Pain makes you interesting.
James.
Look at Elvis.
Yeah, but didn't Elvis kill himself?
Yes, but before that, he was very, very interesting. Now, I want you to do some affirmations with me.
Janie.
Come on, just do it. Now, surround yourself with light. Are you surrounded?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, now repeat after me. I don't need a man to complete my life.
I don't need a man to complete my life.
I'm perfect the way that I am.
I'm perfect the way that I am.
And I hate Charles.
And I hate Charles.
Don't you feel better?
No. I love him. I really do.
I feel basically it's all about choice. And since you've already chosen, what you may as well do is to choose what you chose.
I heard.
Hello, Mother.
I came as soon as I heard. It's a good thing I've got a key to this apartment.
Hello, Mrs. Cronin. She's going to be all right. She just needs some nurturing. You know, give her a little cuddle.
Cuddling is for teddy bears. Elizabeth, I've packed your things. You're coming home with me.
No, I'm staying here tonight, Mother.
See, Charles is coming back here later, and
yeah,
she
I want to be here when he comes, so I...
Don't disagree with your mother, dear.
I'm staying here tonight.
Now that we're home, everything is perfect. Don't step on that carpet. I just had it shampooed.
Yes, Mother.
Take your things upstairs. I made up your bed.
Oh.
Oh? That's all you say to me is oh?
Thank you, Mother.
That's a good girl. Thank you.
happened to you? Look at you. You're all older. You're even uglier. Ugh! I'm sorry, I'm going to have to be sick all over you immediately. Lie down. Hang on. Where's all the dolls?
Drop dead Fred.
Where is the dolls? I want to play with the... Aha! The dolls! Hello, Jemima. Hello, Angelique. Hello. You're going to die. Ah! Mr. Pooh!
Hello?
You die too.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Wah! Wah! My intestines! Not my intestines!
I must be dreaming.
Where's the fire truck? Where's the rest of the toys?
They're gone. I'm grown up.
Grown up?
Uh-huh.
Grown up? Great. That means there's a load of grown-up things to smash. Come on!
Where are we going?
Hey, boys! Oh! Who put that there? Oh, I forgot to give you something. Where is it? Oh, come on, there must be something here somewhere. Here it is. Mind your backs. I've got some dog poo. Right here.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's me, Mother. I'm just getting a glass of water.
Uh-huh. Well, mind the carpet.
Hey, Snotface, look! Ink! Let's write something on the carpet. I know, yeah, let's write Mother Sucks!
No, wait a minute. I have a better idea. Let's play a game.
Game?
Yeah, a game. Like we used to in the old days.
A game? Okay, great. But not dolls, right? Not dolls, because we're grown-ups now.
No, not dolls. How about hide-and-seek?
Great! I love hide-and-seek!
Great. Maybe you should give me that inkwell first.
Sure. Here. Catch. Nice catch! Okay, hide your eyes and count to a million. I'm going to hide in a place where you'll never, ever find me. Bye-bye.
4, 5. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say. I didn't want anybody to walk on my carpet.
Yeah, I know.
But here I am, scrubbing away at what can only be described as dog mess. Honestly, Elizabeth, you're not even back for a day, and you're behaving like a 5-year-old.
Mother, do you remember... when I was little, I had this friend. He was make-believe.
No.
Don't you remember? I was the only one who could see him.
No, I don't remember Drop Dead Fred at all.
Morning! So, who's for snot flicking? I
hid all night in the stupid garden shed and you didn't even bother coming to look for me. Oh, my God. Is it? It is. The mega bitch. Let me at her.
Is this for me?
Give me an axe. No, get me a chainsaw. I'm going to slice her into tiny pieces.
Mother, are you going to be doing any gardening today?
Well, it is a lovely day for it.
The death breath! She killed me with the death breath! Begone, evil one! Hey, maybe there's a stake in there. We could drive it right through her heart.
Here with me, Mother. Go away.
Well, you want me to go away? All right, fine. Well, say the magic words and I'll piss off.
Piss off.
Gotcha. Those weren't the magic words.
What did you say to me?
She told you to piss off. What are you, deaf?
I said piss off. But I did not say it to you.
Well, it's no wonder Charles left you. You see, you just don't know how to make a marriage work.
You got married? You mean you've been doing it like the pigeons? No. Yuck! There they are. Which one of you taught them how to do it? Which one of them? You? Whoever taught them how to do it is going to get flattened right now. You. Come back.
She's absolutely insane.
Pigeon pie for you!
Fred, stop!
So you got married. Snotface grew up and got married.
Fred, what are you doing here?
I'm stuck because your stupid, ugly, fat, grown-up husband has left you. So you're all alone and you're all unhappy. So I had to come back and I can't get home again until you're happy. So why don't you get happy?
Okay. The only thing that could make me happy would be getting Charles back.
All right, then. Well, let's get Charles back, then. I'll help you.
Okay. You'll help me?
Yeah, I'll help you.
When have you ever helped me?
All the time. That's what I do. That's why I'm Fred. I help you.
You've never helped me, Fred.
Excuse me. Yes, I have.
Did not.
Did so.
You did not.
I did.
You did
not. I did.
Did not.
Yes, I did.
Did not.
Yes, I... Right, that's it. I hate you. Goodbye forever. I hope you die horribly.
Fred, come back. Fred.
But you don't want me anymore? Well, fine. Well, then I'll just throw myself in front of the first fire truck that I can see.
Fred.
You're going to be sorry.
Go ahead.
Goodbye.
Done.
Scarface, wake up, wake up! Wake up!
What is it?
It's time to play burglars.
Real burglars?
Real burglars. The kind that wear sweaters and Buster brands. Look. Da, 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 da. I made your sweater stripey. We'll steal silver and we'll steal jewels and we'll hide them all in a place where no one will ever find them, including us.
Promise?
I promise. Let's go, burglar!
This is very expensive.
Then we better be very careful.
What was that?
What was that?
Requires great sophisticatedliness. Uh-huh. So I'd better do it, okay? Oh, I love those breaking noises!
Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack.
Treasure here, and no one will find it. I'm gonna take the rap alone.
No.
Yes. Give me the guilty sweater.
No.
Stop face.
This guy's gonna draw a flashlight thing. Would you?
Oh, you
checklist. I'm gonna ask for
what he does. No, 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 don't make me.
Loud and clear and proud. Drop dead Fred did it. I'm no coward.
I don't want to.
Just do it, no brain. Go on.
Drop dead.
word. Have they gone?
Why are you taking my husband? It's all a mistake.
Holly, I am calling our lawyer immediately.
Holly, go
Nigel,
inside.
Nigel, why are you going
it,
with them? Nigel, we are pillars of the community.
Lady, get a grip.
What will the neighbors say? Officer.
Maybe Mommy's right. I never do anything right.
So what? What are you saying that for? You're great. She's not. She's always fighting with your dad. She's always calling you horrible things. Look, you've got to be what you want to be. Don't you ever be like her. Promise?
Promise.
Okay. Ow!
Got your bread.
Get dressed. We're late.
Mother, can we talk about when I was little?
We haven't got time for that. We have to get you back with Charles, and I'm the one to do it now. Let's go. There. You see what I mean?
You look wonderful.
Now, Elizabeth, don't worry. All these products are cruelty-free. No. You see, I think it should definitely be more like mine, you know? More blush here. Oh, yes. Much more grown up. Charles is gonna love this. Oh. A note, Elizabeth, to you.
It's from Charles.
More bad news, no doubt.
Dear Lizzie, I came by, but no one was here, so I thought I'd leave this note. I miss our mornings.
I miss our mornings.
I can't go to work today.
Oh, I love you, darling, but I gotta go.
No, they
the little games
they...
we used to play. You have the softest touch.
Oh, ow.
You're like a Lynch Bage 83, a fine wine that's sure to age well.
Please come home. I'll wait for you at our apartment. At last, he wants to talk.
Well, it's more than your father did when he left. So does he say anything else?
Just one more thing. Love, Charlie.
Charles? Charlie?
Dead.
Hey, it takes more than a fire truck to stop drop dead Fred.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to leave because I'm expecting Charles.
Ooh, expecting Charles? Yeah. That's important. I better go then, haven't I?
Mm-hmm. And
there's just one little problem. Charles isn't coming.
What do you mean?
I wrote the note. Haven't got a husband. Haven't got a husband. Got a stupid haircut. Ooh, look at my horrid stupid haircut, everybody. Looks just like a mother. Another little mega beast. Hey, was only a joke. Just a joke.
It's not a face.
It was just a joke. Come on. Hey, look. Look. Da, 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 da. No cookie? What's the matter?
I really thought that Charles wanted me back.
What's so special about him? I mean, can he make you puke?
Not like you can.
Nah. So what then?
Do you really want to know, Fred?
Yeah.
I love him.
Why?
I don't know. He sends me flowers and brings me wine. He's very romantic. He can be really sweet sometimes. Charles's posters for his wine tasting party.
Oh, will Charles be there?
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
No, I can't go alone.
Well, that's all right. I'll come with you. I'll be your date.
That's really nice, but no thanks.
Quail look-alike contest?
Janie, I got this note. Not from Charles, from Drop Dead Fred.
What? Who dropped dead?
Drop Dead Fred is this imaginary friend that I had as a child, and he's back.
He's back.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Charlie is in there. No, you can't. You can't stay home.
Janie, suddenly he's there. He's everywhere, and only I can see him. He's driving me crazy. It's like he's my best friend, and yet I'm scared to death of him.
Wait a minute. I thought I was your best friend.
You are.
Not just because I'm visible, right?
Janie! Are you coming back?
I'll be right up, Mer.
He's such an animal.
You mean he goes all night?
No, what do you think I mean? He shits in the corner, he eats with his paws? You can't stay here.
But if somebody else could just see Drop Dead Fred, then I'd know I'm not going crazy.
But is he here now?
No.
Good. I was going to say, if he is, I can't see him.
Janie, if I go home, he's bound to be there.
You can't stay here, though.
I can't go home.
Oh, all right. Stay the night. Murray is here one night a month. You had to pick tonight.
Did you do this to yourself?
Drop Dead Fred did it.
He was here?
Am I missing something? Is this a girly thing?
It's a creative visualization. She has an imaginary friend.
Oh. I never had imaginary friends. Just wet dreams.
You kiss your mother with that mouth, Mer? I'm going to be at work till lunch, then I'll be back.
Is a very strange young lady.
Well, she's going through a difficult time right now, and she is a friend of mine.
Well, look, I'm not criticizing.
Yes, you are criticizing.
I'm just describing what I saw.
No, I mean, everybody has strange friends. Even you must.
But all mine are alive.
Well, that's not saying much.
Pirates!
love playing pirates.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Fred.
What?
Don't touch anything.
Sure.
Okay?
This is going to be great. We'll sail the seven seas.
Yeah.
We'll put on eye patches. We'll,
yeah.
We'll cut off our legs and glue on wooden ones.
Yes.
But I can't touch anything?
No.
No.
Okay?
Yeah, sure, sure. I'll just touch that one a bit.
No,
no, no, no. Okay, I won't touch that one. I'll touch that one.
Fred, nothing.
Oh. It's okay. I'm the pirate who doesn't touch anything.
That's right.
Set this one.
Whoa!
Fred.
What?
What did you just touch?
Nothing, I didn't touch anything.
What did you touch?
Just the little red one, it doesn't do anything.
Fred!
The engine's broken, that's all. I'll go and fix the engine. You keep an eye out, Captain. Aye, Captain!
Fred, he's getting away!
What? Faster! I'm joking!
Bad news for you.
More?
Well, remember your house?
Yeah.
It sank.
What?
I didn't mean for it. Drop dead Fred just, he was way out of control.
What do you think, that I have an imaginary friend clause in my boat insurance?
Janie, I'm so sorry.
Oh. Everything I own is on that boat.
Well, it's all still there. It's just not so near the top of the water. You always tell me to look on the bright side of things.
And what would that be in this particular situation?
Well, here they are. There he is.
Murray?
No, no.
Not.
Yes.
Now, how about the silverware service, which is a complete mystery to me, but obviously was completely ruined? Any response?
He's waving at us. Wave, or he might do something really awful. Hi.
What's he doing now?
Nothing yet.
Okay, do it to him, Murray.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we got down to specifics, don't you?
Specifics, don't you? What is it? It's gone. It's gone now.
He's just sitting in your chair. Do you see him?
No, but that won't stop me from killing the little bastard.
But we have an item we'd like for you to see. The police report. The damage to the room was incredible.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Hello, sweetheart. Aren't you a cute little thing?
I'm just gonna borrow this. I'll be back a second.
Face.
Have I got him?
What are you doing, Miss Chagrou?
I'm running for Congress. What does it look like I'm doing?
nobody there.
It's because he's invisible, idiot! Die! You're a dead little man! Back for the boat! And thanks for ruining the one stoop I get a month when Murray's wife is out of town!
Oh, this is stupid. We ought to be in a shop that sells harpoons and nets and hammers.
What for?
Well, then we could harpoon Charles straight through the head, drag him back to the apartment, and then hit him with the hammer till he agrees to come back.
Harpoon him through the head?
Yeah, it's a brilliant plan.
It's not going to work, Fred.
Why not? Well, how many times have you tried it?
Look, we're not five anymore.
I know.
This would be good for the wine gala.
Yeah, looks like a big bruise.
I'm going to be late for my lunch.
Who are you having lunch with?
An old friend. And I don't mean you. You're not invited.
Why not? We always do everything together.
Thank you. It's a nice choice. It's a great place.
Yeah, this is Charles' favorite restaurant.
Oh. You cut your hair.
Yeah, Charles is going to hate it.
Oh, no, no. You look beautiful. Look, just relax. Let's have a nice lunch.
Okay.
Hi. What's happening?
Oh, no. Mickey Fartpants. Who let him grow up?
Go away.
What?
I'm sorry.
No. Look, don't apologize. I love being with you. I love the way you cut your hair. I love the way you sink houseboats.
God, look at him. He's still talking about love. Oh, he said you should be a girl.
You know, some people believe that you really never, ever fall out of love.
Look, this isn't like when we were five. We're grown-ups now, so piss off.
I'd like to know more about the grown-up Mickey Bunt.
Okay, I... Well, I know how much you... hate the word divorce, but after mine, I had to, you know, get back into the whole dating game.
Yes, Mickey, go on.
Yes, Mickey, go on.
Okay, see that woman over there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dated her three or four times. It was kind of funny. I didn't know whether I should hold her hand and walk down the street or give her a kiss goodnight. I kind of felt like I was back in high school again. Why did you do that?
I didn't.
Oh, no, you did, because I saw you do that.
Oh, I did, didn't I? To get the waiter's attention?
Well, I don't think that works. Maybe that does work.
Your lunch. And your lunch, sir. This table, it must be loose again.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Yeah, I play that with Natalie all the time. Oh, yeah. Mmm, smells good. Okay. Why did you do that?
I'm crazy.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way. God, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could do those kind of things. What the hell?
Uh-oh.
You don't throw spaghetti in my restaurant.
Okay, fine.
You do it.
You and this putinesque woman out of here.
I like him a lot better than I used to.
Take it easy, huh? It was a joke. Hey, you guys should really do some other.
Ow.
What is putinesque?
My dress.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, Mickey.
No, I'd like to.
What the hell?
Mickey. Oh, amigos.
Whoa. Having fun?
Come on, buddy. Back here. Wait.
Come here.
Hey.
That was great, wasn't it? Did that make you feel better?
No. First you sink Janie's houseboat, but you did in that restaurant. All you do is smash things up.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except you're ruining my life.
You know your problem? You're no fun anymore. You've turned into your mother.
You are so sick. You know what? I don't want an imaginary friend anymore. Do you see what you're doing to me? Do you see me talking to myself? You're driving me crazy. Please, just get out of my life.
All right, fine, I'm going, and you're never going to see me again, ever. Bye.
Such an expensive violin in a shopping mall? Where? What?
I'm just getting my bag. I'm fine, Mother.
I'm fine? How can you say I'm fine when you have absurd conversations with thin air?
Not thin air, drop dead Fred.
Don't mention his name.
Sorry.
You may have drop dead Fred. I have Dr. Ryland.
Elizabeth, please have a seat outside. I need a word with your mother.
That's the piece, Matthew. You finished it. Let's see if we can get it.
Really sorry. I didn't know I was going to get into so much trouble. So what did the doctor say? Are you insane? Or what? What, did they give you a lobotomy?
Honey, you'll be able to play a song in a couple of weeks. We promise.
He's very good with children.
Oh.
Well, he's one of the country's leading experts in dealing with the imaginary friend syndrome. Your child has one too, huh?
I don't have a child.
Oh. Well, who's in there?
My mother.
Oh. Which one of
me.
You is it?
Let's get out of here.
I'll leave when I want to.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I was just asking. Just trying to be nice.
So namby-pamby.
You called?
Take these after meals and before bed.
Are there any side effects?
No, none. They just neutralize that part of the brain which is malfunctioning.
How did it come to this? She's regressed to where these children are. Elizabeth.
Well, I've got to go, so I'll see you chickens later.
Oh, Fred! Not the pills.
Why not? What do they do? Make you sick? Make you stupid? I'll take them. I'm Fred.
You don't want to let her take the green ones.
Why not?
Remember Goo Goo Mouth?
Yeah.
All your vegetables?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Miss, thank you.
That's better.
We're going to be great friends, Mrs. Cronin. I can see that.
I'll be right back.
Now, don't eat the napkin, dear. I've got a black belt, and I could break you like that. You're going to behave, conscious or unconscious. It's all the same to me.
Oh, I like her. She is good. She is awfully good.
I'll be back in a moment with your pill.
I'll be back in a moment with your pill.
Wait a minute.
Those are the great pills. Right, this is getting serious. I think we better get out of here.
No, I know, Mrs. Cronin, but this will take
No, there's no possible way that anyone can see her.
Well, I know, because she was so crazy
yes,
earlier, but
yes, I... crazy. Michael, take your foot out of my door.
Oh,
come on! Stop it, let's go! Look, I am getting fed up of this. It's getting dangerous! Look, there's two of them now, and they've got pills. Look, they're going to turn you into another one of them. I mean, you started already. You picked up a piece of broccoli, put it in your mouth and went, oh, what a lovely piece of broccoli. I can't believe it. It's beyond disgusting. Snotface, please help. Come on. Look, do you remember when your dad picked up the Mega Beast and threw her out the window?
That never happened.
No, it didn't happen, no, but you wanted it to, though, didn't you? Yeah. So did I. Do you remember? Hmm? Remember?
Elizabeth, you've made a mess of your beautiful hair. The time has come when we don't want to hear the words drop dead Fred ever again. Don't you agree, Nigel?
About what?
This drop dead Fred business.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry, Paula.
Oh,
stand still. I'll clean it later.
Can I have some cereal?
May I have some cereal? Yes, you may, in just a minute. We don't eat food off the floor.
Honey, why'd you call him Drop Dead Fred?
Because that's his name, Daddy. And Drop Dead Fred is going to teach me how to cook today. I'm going to need flour and sugar and honey and vodka and a pair of your pants. We're making pants pie. Ouch!
Vodka and pants pie. God knows what else.
It's only a kid, Paul.
Daddy, how about we throw Mommy out the window? It won't hurt her. She'll land right in the gladiolis.
You shouldn't say things like that about your mother. She might cut your head off.
Very funny, Elizabeth. Sometimes I think I don't love you as much as I used to.
Drop Dead Fred does.
No more Drop Dead Fred. Period.
Hey, Fred.
Well, you're completely wrong, you know, because I don't love you. Because I don't love anyone, because love's for girls, and girls are disgusting. Because I'm a loner. I'm a crazy, wide-eyed loner on a doomed space mission to Venus to battle with the three-headed mega beast. But on the way there, I caught cornflakes disease. Pants pie can't save me now. The only thing that can save me is a mud pie. Yeah! Come on! Yeah, but it's not ready yet. We need lots of other things. We need cornflakes. Orange juice. Beautiful. That's lovely.
It's so fun.
Little tea. Lots.
Sugar?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Here.
That's good. Milk. Yeah, there's the milk. Good. Lots and lots of milk. Lovely. But it's not wet. It's still too pretty, you see. It needs something. I know. There. That's great. You see, when something's not working right, the best thing is to tear it apart to make it better.
Yeah.
Elizabeth? Are you behaving in there?
I'm not afraid of the mega beast.
When she comes in here, we'll make her eat up all this mud.
Yeah, and then we'll cut her head off.
With scissors.
Yeah, and then we'll make her eat it.
Make her eat her own head?
Yeah.
With what?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll eat her head then.
And I'll eat the rest of her.
Yeah, and then we'll get up and we'll poo her all over the table because we're not afraid of anything. Yeah. Quick, hide! Quick! Oh, hurry up, Elizabeth, hurry up! Okay?
You've been playing with him, haven't you? Where is he?
Don't take him away from me!
Oh, so that must make you cry, huh? Well, now I know what to do.
Don't take him away from me!
Nigel, do it.
No, I won't. I don't want anything to do with it. It's not right.
All right, I'll do it.
It's not right.
What would you know about raising a child?
Apparently nothing.
Elizabeth, if you ever touch this again, I'm going to throw it in the trash. And do you know what will happen next? He will be crushed to death.
Dear Drop Dead Fred, you were my only friend, but she took you away from me. I know I'll see you again someday.
If you come back, I promise we'll run away together. See that? Promise. I found that when I was hiding in a stupid garden shed.
That's right, that's where I hid it. But you never answered it. You just disappeared. And when you did, all the life and spirit and the
Fred.
Yeah, Fred. Went out of me. Oh, I should never have let my mother know how much she could hurt me. Once she knew how, she knew that she could do it all the time. And she did. So I never showed her my real feelings again.
So?
So
now can we run away, please?
Where to?
To the party! To the Charlie party!
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay. Let's go. Oh, no! Gladiolus! No!
Shoot!
Oh, fuck!
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going.
No, you're not. You're staying.
No, Mother, this time I'm definitely going.
Good night, Flake.
Yeah, well, we're not scared of you, fatso. Come on, we'll go out the window. Come on, I'm really good at this. Stand back.
Wait a minute. I love those breaking noises. Let's go.
Hey, door-to-window service. I brought your dress, madam.
Mickey. Can you give me a lift?
Absolutely. Come on.
Hey, wait for me.
I believe you ordered the spaghetti.
Oh, thank you.
Mickey, I'm so sorry about that. I hope I didn't get you into too much trouble.
No, look, it's okay. I mean, this is, it's all been great to me. And I'm sure you're going to look real beautiful in your dress tonight. Hope Charles appreciates it.
He's just a total and utter girl, isn't he? Oh, this is great. Stuck in a truck with two girls.
You know, I think I was 6 when we moved away. I remember getting in the car, pulling away, taking one last look at you, and thinking, I'm never going to get to have fun with Betsy again.
Mickey Bunch.
Don't you just hate it when you're right about the wrong things?
Let's go.
Thanks.
Snotface, you are looking great.
I am?
Yeah.
For a girl?
Leaps from the glass.
There well, he is.
Braced with attractive fruit.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he liked wine. Why does he keep spitting it out? Where's he gone?
Oh, no. Come on.
Right.
Fred, let's just behave ourselves, shall we?
Sure. Not a problem.
Grapes.
Grapes.
Oh, can please someone grab a hold of this?
What? What? Why do I always get the blame? Look, you've got the grape. Look, she did it, everyone. The lady with the grape. Where is he?
I don't know.
Don't worry. I'll find Charlie Boy for you. Wait here. Charlie! No panties! No panties!
I was just admiring your dress. The material. So pretty. Slinky.
Oh. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Looks really good on you.
Feels good on.
I like yours. Yours is nice.
Oh. It's very purple.
Annabella.
Honey.
My little Chardonnay.
There you are.
Elizabeth. My God.
That's him. Put him to stand there. Do something. Come on. Come on. Get him.
You said she was mousy. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Well, don't go. It's going great.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And a little Wurzburger.
Oh, and a little Pinot Noir.
I can't believe we left the party so soon. There was all that wine to spit around the place. We didn't even get to play Spin the Bottle.
I got upset.
God, you're so stupid. You never leave a party till the very, very end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Cinderella left her party early. Remember what happened with her?
No, I don't remember what happened with her. I deliberately forgot everything about her. She made me puke. I remember the ugly sisters. They were great.
You're here.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You look fabulous.
I do.
Darling, you need me.
I do.
Protect you.
From what?
Men like me.
Oh, Charles, there's so many things I want.
No. No, Tom. Just kiss.
Oh,
Fred? What did you do? Give this Fred a key?
Hey, Fred!
I'm home now. It's Charles, Lizzie's husband.
Is he the violent type?
Only with me.
Jesus.
Who's this guy think he is, playing around with a married woman?
Polly.
Hi.
What did you do? Hello? I mean, you are a wonderful man, Charles, but really, she is just too...
Dangerous? I'm not dangerous. Now, don't worry. I can take care of this drop-dead Fred.
All right, if you think you can handle it, here. Oh, but Charles, she is just a child.
Well, I'm a grown-up, Polly. Where were we?
Well, what does that taste like?
Charles, I have to talk to you about something. It's kind of important.
Of course it is.
You're not going to get that out, are you?
Not now.
Not now?
No, I mean now.
Now?
Now.
Now.
Hang on. No, hang on. This isn't how the pigeons do it. You're supposed to stamp on her head and peck her.
Charles.
Oh, Annabella.
What?
What?
What? What happened?
You just said Annabella.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you said, oh, Annabella.
You said, oh, Annabella.
That's impossible.
It's you.
Charles, I heard you. You said Annabella.
Well, if I said, oh, Annabella, isn't it better that I said, oh, Annabella, and I was here with you, than to say, oh, Lizzie, and be somewhere else with Annabella?
Yeah.
Huh? Good goose. Oh, I know what you're doing. You're going to do what he did to Annabella on the sofa.
Don't say things like that now, Fred.
Lizzie, I think it's time to say goodbye to your friend.
Hey. Listen, I'm drop-dead Fred, right? If your stupid husband thinks he can get rid of me with one of those stupid little green pills, he's got another thing coming. I've got... Oh. Well, thank you very much, dear friend.
Charles. Oh, you look so handsome.
Lizzie, come on now, don't do that.
We have to do it this way. Look,
I got a long day.
I don't like him.
No. Scares me.
Go on, cut his throat. Come on.
What's the news?
Wait, just wait till my endorphins kick in.
Janie!
You know, the body's a natural morphine. Here it comes.
Oh, God.
Here it comes. Oh, the aerobic rush. Now ask me.
What's the big news?
Have you ever seen so many zeros outside of the national debt?
Janie. Who would have thought that barge was worth this much?
It's not a barge. It's a river condominium. And I had no idea they were worth that much until mine finally sank. Oh, is this not a total groove? You've got Charles back, and I have all those lovely round zeros. Our lives have worked out. Thank you, Drop Dead Fred!
No, don't waste your breath. I'm phasing him out.
Really?
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
Favorite.
Beef Wellington. Nice.
To us.
To us.
For you, my love.
What the hell is that?
Mud pie.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Fred!
It's either him or me, Elizabeth.
It's you. It's you. I swear, Freddy's gone. You know what? I'll make a dinner salad. Oh, I'll make a lovely salad.
Lizzie.
Please. Please, it'll be the most romantic, wonderful, romantic salad.
A romantic dinner salad.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm making it. Oh, it's going to be so good. And honey, if you just leave those pants, I'll take them to the dry cleaners tomorrow. You're never going to hear from Fred again, I promise.
It's not Faith. He's the wrong man for you.
I don't want to hear it.
You're not happy.
Yes, I am.
Well, if you're so happy, then why am I still here?
Hmm? I can fix that.
Oh, no, don't do that. No, please, don't do that.
Achoo!
Oh,
darling. Yeah. Of course I still love you, Annabella. Hey, I'm your fella, Annabella. Yeah.
Snotface! Come here!
I don't hear you.
It's important! He's worse than the mega beast!
That's it. That's it! I'm taking the last pill.
No.
The goodbye pill.
No, don't do that. Oh. Ow. Oh. Ow. Just look in there. Please.
Annabella, she'll never know. And so what if she does? No, listen. Would you listen? I am in control with Lizzie. I'm in the driver's seat. She trusts me.
You've got to leave him.
I don't feel so good.
Leave him.
Get in, Lizzie. I want to take you away, Goose. Don't you love me anymore?
Hi!
Fred.
So what you gonna do about him? Job. Couldn't have done better myself. Come on. This way.
Ow!
Well, we need a tree.
You're going.
Just forget her. Just say the magic words.
I'm not afraid of you.
You can't go in there.
I'm not afraid of you!
Finally, the magic words!
You have to go now.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
No. You have to go alone.
But I want you to come back with me.
That's just tough. You have to go alone. I can't get back now. Look, you've got you now. You don't need me. Not anymore. So, goodbye.
Just kiss me and say, drop dead, Fred.
What do you mean? It's no good for you this way, Annabelle. Wait. What the hell with you, Annabella?
Lizzie, is our romantic salad ready?
Yeah.
Bye, Charles. Oh, I forgot.
forgot to give you something.
Yes, Charles, we'll leave everything to me. It's Charles.
Charles? Young lady, you have a lot of explaining to do. I know what's best for me. You have to stop treating me like I'm your enemy.
Enemy? Sometimes I wonder with you. I guess I made the same mistake a lot of people make. I had a child to save a marriage.
How can you say that?
Well, you made things worse. He left because of you.
What a pile of shit.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare walk out on me. Elizabeth? Lizzie? I'll be lonely.
You should get yourself a friend.
Well, you have a lot of options open to you right now. I just think maybe I'd like to be one of them. Okay?
Okay.
What did you do?
Natalie Bunce, where are you? Come back in here this minute and get cleaned up.
Natalie, what happened here?
It's chocolate. And it's yummy. Want some?
No, I don't want any.
She's made a terrible mess in the kitchen, and she expects me to believe that some pretend friend did it.
He's not pretend. He's drop-dead Fred.
What did you say?
She said I'm not pretend. What are you, deaf? Natalie, now come on. Now listen, what really happened?
I told you. Don't you believe me?
I believe you. Next time you see that drop-dead Fred, you send him my love.
Mr. Bunce!
Look out! It's the witch! Come on, quick!
This is it, Mr. Bunce. I'm afraid you're going to have to find yourself a new babysitter. She's just too much.
Okay. Now!
Ah!